This week's Dry Bean Scene on the Red River Farm Network is made possible in part by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association and Sharpen Herbicide from BASF.
Grand Forks, North Dakota farmer Paul Spruill is harvesting dry beans.
70% done with those. Yields have been kind of all over, from very poor to some satisfactory with the year that we've had. Yeah, the quality is good. The quality is good. It's just that when you have a $42 to $48 market in edible beans, you wish you had lots more of them. But it is what it is. We're blessed to get what we got. I'm hoping within 10 days we'll be close to having it wrapped up.
Farmer Mike Richman, who grows dry beans in the state of Michigan, is more than happily done with harvest. This is ahead of the normal pace.
We are about 50% complete with harvest on our farm. We've harvested all of our navy beans and a few of our black beans. All our dry beans are desiccated, so as soon as the weather allows us, we'll be in harvesting. We expected decent to really good yields. One thing that I can say is our dry bean yields so far, what we've done, have been very consistent. We've been in that 29 to 32 and a half bag range on all of them so far. And it doesn't seem to matter if the field looks really, really good or if it looks just good. We're still seeing that same yield, which is a little surprising. Quality is very, very good. Moistures have helped us keep that quality good. We've been running anywhere from 15 to 17 moistures.
And that's been this week's Dry Bean Scene, made possible in part by Johnstown Bean Company and SRS Commodities.